It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The latest census of agriculture shows a continuing decline of farms in Wisconsin, and the decline of dairy operations is even more dramatic.
Many family farms are struggling to generate enough income to support the business. Some have had to supplement their earnings with other jobs off of the farm.
Steve Deller researches the connections between farming and rural economies as a professor in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison and a Division of Extension Community Economic Development Specialist. Steve, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning.
Well, lay it out for us. What kind of declines are you seeing in Wisconsin farms?
We're seeing kind of with the latest census that came out, we're seeing kind of a return to the decline in the number of farms. This has been a pattern that's been going on since World War II. We're seeing basically consolidation. Farms are getting bigger. It's economies of scale. There was a period in the 1980s and 1990s where it kind of stabilized a little bit, but we're seeing that pattern of further consolidation returning.
Particularly dramatic, you point out in your data, 17,000 dairy farms in 2002, around 6,000 dairy farms in 2022. That's a big decline.
It is a big decline. What we're seeing a lot of times is that these, as the farmers get older and they're looking at retirement and whatnot, the next generation really isn't necessarily interested in it. Newer farmers that are trying to get in, it's an extremely expensive business to get into, and it's really difficult for young beginning farmers to get the funding. So many of these farmers basically find themselves having to get out of dairy. Some are shifting over to beef, so they still have cattle, but they're not milking. And what they're doing is they're selling their herds off to other larger farms, furthering the consolidation. So the number of dairy of milking cows is actually relatively stable. It goes up and down a little bit. But what we're seeing is that more and more of those, that herd is being concentrated in fewer, larger farms.
As you see this consolidation, you're making some connections here to off-the-farm jobs. What are you seeing there?
The traditional thought is that for a healthy rural economy, you have to have healthy agriculture. The flow of economic benefits goes from the farm to the rural communities. But when you start to look at the financing of the farm family or the farm household, the data is really suggesting something very, very different. Historically, a farm family, someone would get a job off-farm primarily to get health insurance. Increasingly, that off-farm income is keeping the farm afloat. It's keeping the family afloat. And because the family is now financially stable because of that off-farm income, the farm is able to continue to operate. Even for the biggest farms, farms that have sales of over $1 million, there's still about 15% of the farm family income is coming from off-farm. I would imagine that those farms, they're looking for health insurance.
So there's also a narrative here that you're pointing out. It's the consistency and the reliability of that paycheck, which is coming from this off-farm employment, that you don't really have sometimes with the ups and downs of farming.
Exactly. It creates stability and predictability for the family, which allows them to be able to keep that farm going through periods of up and down. And agriculture, by its very nature, is it goes through periods of ups and downs, and farmers have become pretty savvy at negotiating. When it's good times, how do we take advantage of that to prepare for the lean years? Farmers have gotten pretty good at that, but with that off-farm income, they don't have to worry about the family quite as much.
These surrounding rural communities, are there reliable, meaningful off-farm jobs available to these farmers?
It is, particularly if you look at, maybe not the community that is, just down the road from the farm, but if you start to look at a reasonable commuting distance, it really kind of opens up a lot of opportunities. And when you get into many of these rural communities, there's still labor shortages. We've been generating more jobs than we have people for years. And while we had a labor shortage before COVID, coming out of COVID, it's kind of in our face. So the opportunity for off-farm employment is actually pretty good, particularly if you're willing to drive a little bit.
Willing to drive a little bit. We are talking about the relationship between Wisconsin farms and their surrounding rural communities with UW-Madison Agricultural and Applied Economics Professor Steve Deller. You know, I want to touch down just a bit more here on healthcare. How much is the story about acquiring healthcare coverage and, you know, family farms seeking that money for benefits and insurance?
That's been true for decades. So that's there's almost always been some off-farm income coming in, but the income is secondary to the health insurance. That pattern has changed. Now it's the income. The health insurance is important. That's oftentimes a major motivation. Historically, that had been the motivation, but increasingly, it is the income is keeping the family stable.
I'm curious. The breakdown of who goes to get these off-farm jobs and the responsibilities there. Do you have any gender breakdowns in the research? Is it more farm women going off the farm?
Not in this particular study.
Huh.
We don't have that kind of detailed information. But there has been a relative explosion of women farmers. And women farmers... we have a second research project that is looking at how women farmers kind of view the farm a little bit differently than their traditional kind of male farmer. We're seeing with the growth of local foods, with the growth of, I don't like the phrase alternative agriculture, but I'll go with it. You know, these are kind of like goat milking farms and things like that. They tend to be dominated by women farmers. Mm-hmm. And women farmers... you know, really view their farms in a more holistic way, if you will. They think of the farm a little bit differently than their male counterparts. That could be changing a little bit. So traditionally, it would be the male spouse runs the farm, the female spouse or partner gets the off-farm job. We're seeing evidence of that changing. We're seeing evidence of women now operating the farm, and the male spouse is the one with the off-farm job.
Interesting.
It's rare. The dynamics are really changing. We're also seeing a growth in the number of partners, where both the male and female, the husband and wife, are actually now saying, we run this farm as a team.
The dynamics of holding down two full-time jobs, the farm job, the off-farm job, what does that do to stress?
Oh, it's tremendous. And that's why this off-farm income kind of helps take some of that stress off, because you know now that the family is stable, but it is, it's a lot of work. It's a labor of love to do a lot of this stuff. And I think that's why subsequent generations are not really interested in taking over the family farm, because they see what mom and dad are doing. And they're going, I don't want to do that. You're actually having instances where the parents are saying, you don't want to do this. Get a college degree, get a technical degree, do something other than this, because it's backbreaking, it's stressful, and you're burning both ends of the candle at once, particularly if you have livestock. If you're a crop farmer, that's a little bit different because your commitment to being on the farm for crops is really intense at planting and harvesting.
Sure, sure.
But you got more flexibility. If you have
you have to deal with Mother Nature.
Exactly. If you have livestock, you have to be on that farm 24/7.
What is the message here for policymakers when you look at these shifts?
I think the takeaway from this research is that we have to think about the relationship between the farm and rural communities differently. It had always been, as I mentioned, the idea that a healthy rural economy is dependent upon healthy agriculture. I think that relationship has flipped. And the policy implication is that if you want to maintain a farming economy, you want to maintain those family farms, those medium-sized, intermediate-sized farms, you have to make sure that there's off-farm employment that has benefits, good-paying off-farm employment that has good benefits. So the idea is that now we have to look at this more holistically, and we have to look at, how does farming and the local business community kind of, how do we work together more?
What do we lose when we lose the small family farm?
I think it's part of our culture. I think it's part of our kind of the way that we view ourselves from a purely economic perspective. If I put my cold-hearted economist hat on, these really small farms don't impact the local economy that much. But it's a cultural dimension. Mm-hmm. It is it's part of who we are.
There's pride in it.
There's pride in it. Mm-hmm. It's part of our identity. Also, if you look at things like farmers markets, a lot of the farmers markets, a lot of the local foods are these smaller farms. Mm-hmm. So if we want to maintain, farmers markets, local food systems, in order for those farms, that they tend to be smaller, to maintain, there has to be off-farm income.
Where does your research on this head next? What are you watching for?
One of the things that we just put out a study with two colleagues from Penn State University is how the women farmers kind of, the way that they approach their farming, how does that impact the local community differently than their male farmers? And we do find that there is a big difference. A really big difference because women farmers are more holistic in how they view things, and that has a positive spillover in the local community. Also, women farmers are more likely to be involved in local foods. They're more likely to be at the farmers markets. They're more likely to be supplying organic eggs to the local restaurants, organic chicken to the local restaurants.
Very involved in the local community. Steve,
yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Steve Deller is UW Extension Community Economic Development Specialist and Professor in Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison, with us to share how Wisconsin farms are increasingly relying on surrounding rural communities for off-farm employment.